USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis says he's willing to tell President Trump to his face that building a border wall is wrong. Speaking with a Mexican news agency, the pontiff compared a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to the Berlin Wall, saying that icon of the Cold War brought headaches and suffering. He says he'd tell Trump people who build walls become prisoners behind them. The severe weather system that's been battering the Midwest for days has moved a bit east now. There was some damage near Kansas City last night, and several tornadoes touched down in Pennsylvania, including in Carnarvon, where the police chief says
some houses were hit very hard. Some just lost like one wall, but of course they're not going to be able to be there because the structure is not secure.
The severe weather threat today is likely to affect the mid-Atlantic states. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Michigan Congressman Justin Amash was given a standing ovation at his first town hall meeting since calling for impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
He's the only Republican in Congress to do so, and he's now sparring with some former supporters who say he's embracing a Democratic smear against the president.
I put on a set of tweets today which make it very clear. It's not really refutable. Go ahead and find some way to refute the tweets. Mueller himself issued a letter to Barr saying you are misleading people. That's not even refutable.
Amash said Congress should do its job and not allow misconduct to go undeterred.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Louisiana lawmakers set to vote on a bill as early as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The bill presented by Shreveport Democrat John Milkovich does not include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran says it doesn't fear a possible war with the United States. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The latest tough talk from Tehran amid escalating regional tensions and a crisis with the U.S. comes from the spokesman of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, General Ramazan Sharif. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran soaring recently after America deployed an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to the Persian Gulf over a still unexplained threat it perceives from Iran. The U.S. also plans to send at least 900 more troops to the Middle East. Speaking at a news conference in Tehran on Tuesday, Sharif said the Guard does not, quote, support engaging in any war, while at the same time saying it doesn't fear the occurrence of one. Meanwhile, the Iranian foreign minister appeared unimpressed with Japan's offer to mediate the crisis, saying President Trump should make his intentions clear about any talks with Iran through actions, not words. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook says it's removed dozens of accounts related to a pro-Iranian influence campaign. The accounts were pushing messages that were anti-Saudi Arabia, anti-Israel, and pro-Palestine. They were trying to manipulate people, saying the U.S. should be separating from Saudi Arabia over the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. They took down 51 accounts, 36 pages, 7 groups, and 3 Instagram accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.